Jesus told his disciples when he was going to send them out into the world to bring good news of glad tidings. And he instructed them in this way. He said, take nothing with you. Don't take anything with you. He said to allow their spiritual poverty, to allow God to be the only thing that they possess, the word that they are going to take into the world. And that world, he said, and that word that he gave them was peace. And then again, Jesus says to them, don't be afraid of how you speak or what you say. For at that moment, I will give you the word. And it won't be you who speaks, but the Spirit of my Father speaking through you. We don't hear God's words. We hear one word. We hear Jesus. And as the disciples were growing in their faith, we too, like them, say, Lord Jesus, let it be you we see. Let it be you we hear. Let it be you we love. Let it be you we imitate. Let it be you who we follow. Let it be you and not us, and not they, and not we. Jesus clearly says that it is the Father who speaks through him. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. And when you hear me, you hear the Father. And the Father has just one word, me, Jesus says. But that word, that revelation, speaks love, speaks mercy. It's compassionate, it's gentle, it's kind, it's forgiving. That's the word of God. It's one word, it's Jesus. And Jesus says, don't be afraid how you speak to your family, to your friends, to your enemies, to your persecutors. Don't be afraid, he says. Because at that moment, if you turn to me in your spiritual poverty, if you give yourself to me, if you allow my word, that seed, to be planted deep inside of you, that the Holy Spirit will grow it in that moment, and it will be the Spirit of my Father speaking through you. That there are so many times, like Peter, we want to take the word. We want them to hear us. We got something to say. What we have to say matters. Our opinions, our preferences, our judgments, the things that are critical. We want to correct you. We feel like we have something to say. It's our words. But our words are not efficacious like Jesus. Our words hurt. Our words wound. Rather than give life, they take life. Jesus' word, himself, the word made flesh, visible, that word heals. It reconciles. It encourages. It lifts up. It does not tear down. But that word has to be received deep inside of you and inside of me. One of our formators in the rules of spiritual Ignatian spirituality said to us how important interior silence is. That when we find that interior silence inside of us, in that divine intimacy, then the word The word connects to our pain, to our sorrow, and to our suffering. And in that silence, he transfigures, transcends the pain, the suffering, the trials, the tribulation, and he heals and reconciles and makes all things new again. This is the word that can create from nothing, that can say, let there be light and there's light. Let there be life and there's life. When somebody's dead, he could say, rise. That's the power of this word. But that power will have no power over you because you also have a power. And you have two words. And that is yes, and that is no. That you have the power to reject that word. That in Mass, we're going to say, just say the word and my soul shall be healed. One word, and we're healed. But the Lord says, will my word fall on rocky ground? Will my word fall on a concrete path? Will my word be choked up inside of you because you're so concerned about so many things? And Jesus says, don't be afraid. Don't you be afraid about how you speak. Don't be afraid about what you're going to say, because if you turn to me, if you allow my word to seep inside of you in those places of pain and suffering and trials and tribulations, I'll give you the word, not your words. Your words wound. My words heal. I'll give you the word at that moment, and it won't be you who speaks, but the Spirit of my Father speaking through you. God has sent his word. It's become visible for us. We can see it. We can taste it. We can hear it. But if you choose to resist the word, to renounce the word, to reject the word, it will never have any power, and therefore it will have no effect over you. Is your heart concrete, kryptonite? Is your heart hollow? Is your heart like rocky ground? Do you resist the word of God? If we truly say, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. That word needs a place of reception. That word needs an open heart. That word needs a welcoming spirit. And if you allow that word to take root in you, it will transform your life.